lamb.
Thank you.
Take care.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, the glory, forever and ever.
Controversy.
Wanna play?
Controversy.
Thank you. Good night.
This is Philly, and you're listening to Radio Free Nashville.
Recorded in 1974 at the Sopwith Camel in Glendale, California, The Dan, yeah, Steely Dan, and Do It Again. Before that, Prince on his Controversy Tour in 1981, December of 1981 to be specific, in Columbia, South Carolina. The title track from his latest album at the time, Controversy. And kicking things off from 1970 at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4, featuring the one and only Terry Kath on lead guitar. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, the Columbia Jazz Ensemble recording a piece composed by Igor Stravinsky and conducted by Igor Stravinsky called Ebony Concerto for Clarinet, Solo, and Big Band. Thank you. Igor Stravinsky was inspired by Woody Herman and decided to compose a piece for Woody Herman called the Ebony Concerto for Jazz Orchestra. Now, that was finished in late 1945 and premiered in 1946, March of 1946 to be specific, and it was dedicated to Woody Herman, with Herman actually performing at the premiere. The recording you just heard was recorded some 20 years later, 1965, in Hollywood by the Columbia Jazz Ensemble, featuring Benny Goodman on clarinets, Igor Stravinsky conducting his composition, the Ebony Concerto for Clarinets, again written in 1945 here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Don't forget about the websites, radiocosmosis.com for the show, radiofreenashville.org for the station. Both of the entities also have Facebook pages. There is a Radio Free Nashville Facebook page, and there's a Radio Cosmosis Facebook page as well. Right now, music from Neil Young.
Stop to figure. see the golden trigger stand before your eyes. By the time you stop to figure, the lady wings shall fly away.
Chasing you like a officer. Officer, that is my real name. But officer. Officer, I keep telling you, that is my real name. But officer, I can't get my hands no higher. I can walk a straight line. But officer, that was a straight line. Look here, officer. Will you let me get one word in? But officer, let me out. I never been in this part of town. I mean, Mr. Police. Hey, if you can't do me no good, don't close that door. Hey, let me out of here.
A case of a bunch of jazz musicians looking to make some money playing R&B because, well, let's face it, there's more money in R&B than there was in jazz back in the day. That was Clifford King Solomon, but officer. And Cliff King Solomon was a known West Coast jazz tenor. His bandmate, Gigi Grice, was one of the most distinguished and polished musicians of the era. And Grice actually recorded with Tad Dameron, Clifford Brown, Howard McGhee, Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, and many, many others. He ended up leaving jazz in the mid-60s to teach and write symphonic music. So, a couple of very sophisticated guys, kind of slumming it to do R&B. I hate to say it like that, but it's true. And a day and age when maybe they can make light a little bit more of being pulled over by officers than in the current day and age. But also playing on that particular track, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Oscar Estelle on Barry sax, Wade Leggy on piano, Monk Montgomery on bass, and Max Roach on drums. So yeah, some big jazzers there doing the R&B track called Butt Officer. Before that, the amazing Rhythm Aces from the album Stacked Deck and Anything You Want. And Neil Young before that, recorded in 1977 in Nashville. And Neil is there with Nicolette Larson and the Gone with the Wind Orchestra, Lady Wingshot. That is from the Archives Volume 3 box set. This is Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, the Monkees.
Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. There I lightly took advantage of a girl who loved me so. But I found myself thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I
I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? She took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. Then she told me that she loved me not with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of a train I could not miss. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing?
It's been a year or so, and I want to go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride the same old train. But I guess your chances come but once, and boy, I sure missed mine. And still I can't stop thinking when I hear some whistle.
Train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging round? What am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio.
Baby,
The soulful sounds of the Sir Douglas Quintet, Oh Baby, It Just Don't Matter. Before that, the Monkees with a song co-written by Michael Martin Murphy. Yeah, he was the guy that would later do the song Wildfire. That was probably his biggest hit. He also had a series of cowboy albums later on in his career. Michael Martin Murphy, a co-writer on What Am I Doing Hanging Around? That from the 1967 album Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, Jones Limited, and one of the albums that they actually let the Monkees play instruments on. The early albums were all studio guys. Well, starting with Headquarters, which was released earlier in 1967, they actually let the Monkees do some playing and arranging. And that's one of the songs you heard Peter Tork playing some guitar, Michael Nesmith also on guitar, on What Am I Doing Hanging Around here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Going to close hour number one with Lou Reed.
Lisa says on a night like this, it'd be so nice if you gave me a great big kiss. And Lisa says, honey, for just one little smile, I'll sing and play for you for the longest while. Lisa says, says, honey, you must think I'm some kind of California fool. The way you treat me just like some kind of tool. Lisa says, hey, baby, if you stick your tongue in my ear, then the scene around here will become very clear. Lisa says,
why am I so You've got it tuned to your community radio station, WRFNLP, Pasquo, Radio Free Nashville.
Thank you.
The album Just In Case You Forgot How Bad He Really Was, an album recorded live in San Francisco, Sonny Stitt and Loverman, and that recorded in San Francisco in 1981. Sonny would be diagnosed with cancer a year later in 1982 and would die, and so this is one of his last performances, and it featured Sonny on saxophone, also a couple other sax players, Richie Cole and John Handy, Cedar Walton playing piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. Sonny Stitt, apparently one of the most recorded saxophonists in jazz history. And you look at his discography, he did record a lot of material. But yeah, that was from the album Just In Case You Forgot How Bad He Really Was, recorded live in San Francisco in 1981. Sonny Stitt and Loverman kicking off hour number two of Cosmosis. Going to do another live recording right now, U2.
We're an Irish band. We come from Dublin City, Ireland. Like all cities, it has its good, it has its bad. This is a song called Bad. Satellite of love, boom, boom. Satellite of love, boom, boom. Satellite of love. If you twist and turn away, if you tear yourself into again, if I could, you know I would. If I could, I would let it go. The flame.
Goodbye. Ooh. Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked all the way across the USA. She could hear the satellite coming down. Pretty soon she was in London town. Wembley Stadium, and all the people went do, 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 do. Sing it. Thank you. God bless you.
I think the general consensus is that Queen stole the show at Live Aid, but there were a lot of bands that were not far behind. And those guys, in my opinion, one of them, U2, had a stellar set at Live Aid featuring that song, Bad, which was from their latest release at the time, The Unforgettable Fire, and Bono and the boys interspersing a few other songs into their own song called Bad. But yeah, that recorded in, what was it, 1985? Was that when Live Aid was? Pretty sure it was 85 in... And yeah, it was a very, very good concert. If you've never seen the concert, a lot of great artists performing that day. Some duds, some legendary acts didn't go over so well that day. And you had Phil Collins doing both concerts, the London one and the Philadelphia one, flying across the Atlantic to do that. And he was both championed and criticized for that decision. But yeah, that was U2 from Live Aid and the song called Bad here on Cosmosis on Radio Free Nashville. Right now, music from the Grateful Dead. Thank you.
rock star crashes, boring gets light into ashes. Reason tatters, the forces tell us from the accident. Searchlight cast for faults in the clouds of delusion. Shall we go, you and I, while we can? Transitive nightfall of diamonds. We'll be right back.
Nightfall after.
The Grateful Dead recorded in 1970 at the Fillmore East in New York, Dark Star. And yeah, we're about done with Cosmosis here on Radio Free Nashville. I didn't intend for this to be a live hour, but it turned out that way. I'm going to wrap it up that way too with Prince and Chaka Khan here on Cosmosis. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm going to bring up a couple friends on keyboards and horns. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Ah, my sister. My inspiration. The voice of life. The one and only Chaka Khan.
Satisfied. sera.
Shut up.